T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:13 now on this Thursday morning, December 2nd. Nice day. Beautiful day if it was spring. Unfortunately, it's not. It's December 2nd, but to each his own. Day 95 of the Ida recovery. We are joined now by Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, as we discuss senior health, specifically the ABCs of Medicare. Good morning, Dr. B. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Got to see some family.
Oh, good. Outstanding. Do you have any leftovers still?
No leftovers good. At all, unfortunately.
Well, you probably would have timed out on those anyway. Medicare, speaking of timing out, annual enrollment period ends Tuesday, December 7th. And as a reminder, if you want to change your Medicare coverage for 22, that's the deadline for doing that. And I don't know if you know it or not, but there are different parts of Medicare, a lot of different parts. Choosing a coverage that's right for you starts with learning about the four basic parts. We'll try to keep your eyes from getting glazed over here. Well, not me. Dr. Brent Wallace from People's Health will to talk about the ABCs of Medicare. I guess, Doc, let's begin with Medicare Part A. What does that cover?
Sure. I'll try to make it as entertaining as possible. So Medicare A really...
Doc, to me, is it's just there's so many details, man, and it's hard to keep track of. It can be overwhelming, but you're going to simplify all of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it definitely can be very confusing, especially as people are researching and trying to figure out what they need. But it's not all that hard. So you know, Medicare A is really the inpatient coverage that you need. So it covers things like hospitalization. It can cover skilled nursing facilities if you need that after a hospitalization. And it also covers hospice care. And then the other big piece is really home health services. So a lot of home health services are covered under Part A as well. And the thing about Part A that a lot of people don't realize is that you automatically get Part A when you turn 65. So if you paid taxes at all, you know, if you were working throughout your life, then when you turn 65, you'll be eligible for that Part A. And usually it's completely free. You don't need any additional premium for it. The only catch, though, is that Medicare A doesn't cover 100% of everything you may need. There's usually copays or deductibles associated with it. So if you do go into the hospital, there's going to be some additional costs that you have to pay out of pocket as well.
Okay, so I guess let's move on to Part B.
Yeah, so Part B is actually all of the stuff that's not covered in Part A that's really in what we call the outpatient setting. So Part B is what you use when you go to see your doctor. So if you have a primary care visit or a cardiology visit, so anything in a clinic setting is going to be covered under Part B. But it also covers a couple of other things. Any sort of outpatient surgeries, so procedures where you don't stay in the hospital overnight. And then what's really important is it covers preventative services as well as diagnostic tests. So that's going to include things like your flu shot that you get every year, or certain health screenings like breast cancer screening and colon cancer screening that are so important to get. And then those diagnostic tests are things like blood work and x-rays and EKGs, all the things that we do when you come to see us in clinic so we can identify disease early and kind of get you on a treatment plan as well. So Part B is going to cover all of those services that A doesn't. And again, Part B you become eligible for when you're 65, But Part B actually does have a monthly premium. So that's something that you're going to have to pay out of your Social Security, and it's going to be based on how much money you made when you were working or if you're still working. So that premium can be a little bit variable, and you have to find out from Medicare what they're going to charge you for each month. And then the last thing to remember about Part B that's important is if you decide not to take Part B. So when they issue it to you, if you say, no, I don't want this because maybe I've got a job that's already offering me insurance. If you don't take it at that time, but you don't have adequate coverage, then if you try to take it at a later date, you may have to pay a penalty. So it's important to kind of understand whether or not you need to take Part B or not.
Quick check, everybody doing all right? Understand so far? All right, Doc, looks like we're good. Let's go to Part C.
Sure. So Part C, the easy way to remember this is actually just a combination of Parts A and B, and then a lot of times it actually throws E, which we'll talk about in a minute. So what Part C is it's something that was created in 1997 by the Balanced Budget Act, and it's also known as Medicare Advantage. So these Medicare Advantage plans are private insurance companies that actually are approved by Medicare to offer these benefits to you. So they have to follow all the same rules that original Medicare covers. They do cover all the same things, but a lot of times Medicare Advantage plans will also offer additional benefits. So that could be something like a fitness benefit, a routine dental care, maybe vision coverage, and other things. And so there are a couple of different types of Part C or Medicare Advantage plans. Some are HMOs. Some are what we call special needs plans for people that have Medicare and Medicaid, or there may be something called a PPO plan, which allows you to go out of the HMO network. So it's a little wider network of doctors that you can see.
It's important, I think, to point it. I think it's important. I know you don't want to do it because you're a humble guy, but People's Health got that 5-star rating, and that's pretty rarefied air, is it not?
Yeah, it is definitely. And Part C plans or Medicare Advantage plans are all rated by CMS, which is the governmental organization that actually issues that ability for them to provide Medicare coverage. And they rate you 1 to 5 stars, 5 being the highest. And yes, we are super excited that for 2022 that we are a 5-star plan.
All right, a lot of those, and we got one here. Let me take a break, Doc. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Medicare Part D. We're talking about senior health, the enrollment deadline, Tuesday, December 7th. As we talk about Medicare, maybe can help your parents sort through it, or if you're a senior, it'll help you sort through it. Dr. B, our guest, Dr. Brett Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, back in a flash, 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about Medicare, the deadline to enroll Tuesday, September. No, Lord, no, Doc, not September, December 7th. So let's talk about Medicare Part D.
Sure. So Part D, like I mentioned, D is for drug coverage. So that came along in 2003. And then there was some modernization and improvements to the plan in 2010 as well. So before Part D existed, really, if you had Medicare, you had to pay for all of your drugs out of pocket. And Part D was created to kind of address some of the issues with rising drug costs. So there's a lot of different plans you can choose. There's standalone plans that just cover your drugs if you stay on original Medicare, or you can get Part D rolled in to one of those Medicare Advantage or Part C plans. And the big thing to remember, just like Part B, if you don't get a Part D plan right when you become eligible and you want one later, then you may have to pay a penalty for it. So that's why it's important to kind of understand what that eligibility is.
All right, and if there have not been enough letters, what about Medicare Parts G and F?
Yeah, it goes all the way through the alphabet. So there are about 9 other plans that are a little less common, but these are really Medicare supplement or something we call Medigap plans. So like I mentioned, original Medicare doesn't cover everything. It's got deductibles and copays, and those can add up to a whole lot of money. So what some people do is they elect to get one of these Medigap plans to cover some of those costs that happen when you need something from original Medicare and it's not covered.
how can somebody texted in here? Is there a website that explains this? And I guess what they mean by that is not that you're not explaining it well, but where you can keep going back and rereading and rereading. How can people find out more about Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans?
Yeah, there's so much information, so it is great. There is a wonderful website you can go to that has all of this information and more. It's at medicare.gov, and it's very easy to use. There's something called a plan finder on there. In fact, I used it this past week when my mom was visiting to try to see what benefits she needed and what was best for her, but allows you to even enter your medications and compare side by side what the different plans have, what those costs are, and really give you an idea of what your out-of-pocket every year is going to be. So that's the best resource that I've found, Medicare.gov.
Was there a special dish your mom made? I'm just curious.
No, she did not. She's very big on desserts. So we always have one or two of those.
Sounds like my kind of lady. if people want to learn more specifically about people's health plans, how do they do it, Doc?
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. You can definitely give us a call, or you can actually come and meet with us in person. We've got a new People's Health Medicare Center that's in Metairie, right at the intersection of Veteran and Causeway. It's next door to Party City. And we do allow walk-ins, but we recommend appointments. So if you just give us a call, we can set you up with an appointment to come in and talk to one of our plan representatives. They can talk to you about all the things that I've just covered, any specific needs that you have, and really give you an idea of what you need to look for. And there's no obligation. It's just an opportunity to sit down and really talk with someone face-to-face about this very difficult topic.
So going back to the I guess, source that you can get all this information in one place, I would think that walk-in center is the best because you can ask questions, answer them, and they'll sit there and explain, take as much time as they need to explain it to you, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is confusing, obviously. Medicare's, very complex, and there's a lot of nuance to it. So sometimes it's really helpful to just sit down with somebody and say, okay, here's the problems that I've got going on. Here's what my budget looks like. What's the best thing for me to get into? And so it gives you really an interactive opportunity to talk with somebody about what you need. So it really is one of the best options.
And that's at the intersection of Vets and Causeway in Metairie, right next to Party City, 3017 Vets. Walk-ins, welcome, appointments are recommended. Doc, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate your time, and happy shopping.
Yes, you too. Have a great weekend, Tom.
All right, and don't spend more than $250 on me, okay? You promise?
I'll try.
Thank you, sir. All right, if you want to find out more about People's Health, you can visit peopleshealth.com. You can call 1-800-978-9765. Or you can follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's been an odd Saints season, part of which is the fact that we've had back-to-back Thursday night games. And that means you got Friday, Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.